Okay, we're continuing our tzaddik aleph on the base, in the middle of the page. So we brought a case. You have a number of courtyards that are interconnected, but they're also going to a mavi. And the chachamim say that if you didn't make an ediv and so on and so forth, you're allowed to carry from one courtyard to the next, but you're not allowed to carry from the courtyard into the street. Rav Shimon disagrees. He holds you are allowed to carry from the courtyard to the street, but he makes a proviso. And the proviso is that they didn't make an ediv, which we understand right now means that within the courtyard itself, they did not make an ediv whatsoever. So therefore, they're not going to carry from the house into the courtyard. And because we know they're not going to carry from the house into the courtyard, we're going to allow them to carry from one courtyard to the next, from the courtyard to the main street, to the mavi, to this cul-de-sac. So it seems clearly from here that the only time Rav Shimon allows to carry from one courtyard to the next, from the courtyard to the street, is only if they did not make an ediv, so there's no chance they're going to take things out of the house into the courtyard. But if they did make an ediv, and there's a possibility they'll take out their own items from the house that were there Friday night and bring it in the courtyard, then we won't allow you to carry to another courtyard or mavi because we're scared you'll take things from your house. It doesn't that support Rav. So the Gemara, timer, right in the middle of the page, the last of the line is timer. The only reason is la'irvu. They didn't make an ediv. Ha, irvu, but if they would have made an ediv, loy. So l'chayda. My loyivu. So the Gemara answers back. You know what loyivu means? You think loyivu means that they didn't make an ediv within themselves. So the Gemara says, no. Loyivu chatzedas behadi hadadi. They didn't, the chatzedas, the courtyards didn't make an ediv to each other. But within the one courtyard, they could have made an ediv. And nevertheless, Rav Shimon allows them to carry from one courtyard to the next or to the street. So the Gemara. But however, the courtyard and the house is made an ediv, and Rav Shimon still allows them to carry because he's not worried, as we said before, he's not worried that if you're going to take things out of your house into the courtyard, they're going to carry them across on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, but says clearly, it says clearly that they didn't make any edivs whatsoever. Says the Gemara, my loy irvu, you know what loy irvu means? It means l'nishtatvu. They didn't join. Remember the shutiv mavayis and erev chatzeres. The Mishnah here wasn't being so particular in its wording, and it uses the word ediv even though it was referring to the mavi. They didn't join in on the cul-de-sac. But within each chatzer could be they made an ediv. But we're not concerned. We allow them to carry from one courtyard to the next courtyard. We're not concerned they can take things from their own house and carry it into the courtyard or carry it into the mavi. That's one answer. But another answer is you're right. They didn't make an ediv. No, but we, but Rav Shmuel and Yechon both hold that Rav Shimon holds that even if you made an ediv within your own property and you will take things out of the house in the courtyard, we're not worried that you're not concerned that you're going to carry those things in the next courtyard. You're right. Rav Shimon ledivrein derabbanu kamalu. He's talking to the rabbis, and this is what he's saying to them. According to me, I don't care if you made an ediv, I don't care if you didn't make an ediv. It makes absolutely no difference. I'm not worried. According to you, you argue with me. And you say you're not allowed to carry to the mavi. At least concede to me that if they didn't make an ediv, therefore there's no chance that they're going to take things from the house into the courtyard and then carry it on Shabbos because they're not allowed to. That you should not only allow one courtyard to the next, you should also allow from the courtyard to the mavi because it's all a very similar domain. It's one reshus. Contest that, and they say no. Loi, no. The cul-de-sac is very different than a courtyard. Stay to show you saying. A cul-de-sac is more common than a courtyard, and therefore it's not considered the same domain. Ma, you said before, you said that you're not allowed to carry, you know, the kalim of the chatzar into a mavi. Let us say that this supports Rav Zeid Omer Rav, another Rav. Rav and Shmuel had a lot to say about Edwin. A mavi that people did not participate and make an ediv, and it's called shittuv mavi, it's a partnership in a mavi. Ein mitaltin ele bedald amas. You're not allowed to carry more than four amas. And you see the same thing here, that you're not allowed to carry more. And you see clearly right here. In other words, since there was no ediv made between all the courtyards and the mavi, so we don't say, well, the mavi is separate and, you know, has three sides, everything else that you're allowed to carry there. He says, no, it's like a karmelis, and therefore, as a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry there more than four amas. That's what he says. So and she clearly in the Braise the same thing. It says in the Braise, Ulam Mavi, it's us, that the Mavi is forbidden. So clear support to Rav Zeida that you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amas, even if the item is already existing in the Mavi. Like we had before in the Chatzah, you're allowed to carry from the Chatzah to the next Chatzah. But if it comes to a Mavi, even things that were Friday night were already in the Mavi, you're not allowed to move them more than 4 amas. And which is a chiddush, because l'chayre, just like in a chatzer, if there's no eidah, you're allowed to move things from one chatzer to the next chatzer and so on. But yet, within the chatzer, for sure, there's no limit. And yet, in a mavi, Rav Zeida says different, and we only allow 4 amas. And it seems so from the b'raisa, because a mavi is treated more like a kamelis; it's much more common than a courtyard, which is much more private. And you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amas. And you see in the b'raisa right here, because it says you're not allowed to carry in the mavi. Says the Gemara, it says mavi asa. Answers the Gemara, you misunderstood the Braise. When it said Mavi Asa means Ula Mavi Asa, that you're not allowed to carry from the courtyard to the street, to the cul-de-sac. But the Mavi itself, maybe you're allowed to carry the length and breadth of it. If there was something already in the Mavi before Shabbos, maybe you're allowed to move it around, the entire Mavi, the entire Shabbos. Says the Gemara, so, Hainu Reisha, that's repeating itself. It starts off saying, you're not allowed to take chatzah l'mavi and mavi l'chatzah, and then it says again, mavi asr. If you're telling me if a mavi asr means the same thing as ulu mavi asr, so why repeat itself? It says, we need this extra Mishnah. Ma'a tem, I would have thought, keep pligi rabbanu l'Rav Shimon, maybe why I would have thought, when did rabbanu say you're not allowed to carry from the chatzah to the courtyard, only in the case where you made an eidah, so we're scared, there's a possibility you'll have items from your house brought into the courtyard, then you'll take it to the street. That's why they were opposed to it. Keep pligi rabbanu l'Rav Shimon, and they would have made an eidah. But in a case where they did not make an eidah, so there's no chance that you'll take anything from your house into the courtyard. Maybe the rabbis concede to Rav Shimon that you're allowed to carry from the courtyard into the mavi because it was already in the courtyard from the beginning of Shabbos. Kamash Malan, he has to emphasize again, but to the mavi do not bring. But within the mavi itself, if something already was found itself in the mavi Friday night, maybe you are allowed to carry the length and breadth of the mavi. And there's no support to Rav Zeida's din in the name of Rav. Did Rabbi Yechon really say that Halacha Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to carry from the roof to the courtyard, and so on and so forth, and no difference whether it's a native or not a native? But Rabbi Yechon has said, we had this a number of times, he got in trouble for saying this. Halacha Kistam Mishneh, the Halacha is always like an anonymous Mishneh. And with Tanah, we learned previously, Kaisel, if you have a wall, Shebein Shtei Chatzer, you have 2 courtyards and a wall that intersects them. Gevoya Asara V'Reichem Abba, this wall is 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, so the surface of that wall is like a separate domain. Ma'advin Shnaim, it divides the 2 properties, the 2 separate courtyards, and each one has to make their own Eidah. V'Ei Ma'advin Echa, they cannot count themselves as one big courtyard and carry from one to the next, because there's a wall, a dividing wall. What happens if Hoya Bereshit Pedis, let's say atop of this wall there were fruits, and the wall is a dimension of its own. So Eilu Oilu Mekan Va'Eichon, these people can climb the wall and eat on the wall. Ve'Eilu Oilu Mekan Va'Eichon, these people can climb the wall and eat on top of the wall. But Ubevad Shela Yidu Lamata, they should not bring it down below and eat it where they are. You should not bring it down, because what you're doing is you're bringing fruits from one courtyard to the next, one domain to the next. Right? And the thing is that this wall belongs to both chatzedas, because both courtyards really sort of have access to this wall, and it's sort of shoots for itself, this wall, because it's 4 tefachim wide. So you're not allowed to carry from the wall to a chatzah, because like you're carrying from one rishus to another rishus, which we say, well, like from one chatzah to another chatzah, without making an eidah between the two. Now, so what does he clear from here? That you're not allowed to carry from one chatzah to another chatzah. But you, the Mishnah clearly says so. You just said Allah Rab Shimon, which means you're allowed to carry from a chatzah to another chatzah. The Mishnah clearly says you're not allowed to. why is it a kasha of Shimon? Everyone knows you're allowed to carry from a chatzah to another chatzah. But no. According to everyone else, we can talk about maybe say they're talking about a case where the people in each chatzah made an eid of themselves. So therefore, you know why you're not allowed to carry from the wall to the chatzah? Because we're scared that people that made an eid between themselves, they're going to take things from the house and put it in the courtyard, and then they're going to take it and put it on top of the wall. But you, Rabbi Yechon, Paskin, Rabbi Shimon, and you, Paskin, makes no difference if you made an eid or you didn't make an eid, because you say, we're not worried that something was originally in the house, he put in the courtyard on Shabbos, he can take it to the wall. So according to Rav Shimon, definitely you're allowed to carry from the wall to your house, to the courtyard. And clearly, Mishnah, you can't. Problem. Only according to you, Rav Yechon, and only according to Rav Shimon, and the way you learned, it makes no difference if you made an native or not a native. So Gemara says, you know what? My lamata, lamata, labata. You know what labata means? That you're not allowed to bring it to your house, but you're allowed to bring it to the courtyard. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? V'hatani Rabchiya said clearly, Rabchiya clearly said that it means you shouldn't take it from the wall and bring it down where you're standing. Nothing to do with the houses. You want to answer, Rabbi Yechon will say, that this mission is talking about, you know, I'll take it from the wall and bring it to your house. But if you're allowed it, you are allowed to bring it from the wall to the property, to the chutz itself, because halacha, like Rabbi Shimon holds, you're allowed to carry from one courtyard to the next courtyard. But Abchiya clearly said that the pshat in the mission is that you're not allowed to bring it down to the courtyard itself. Now, why not? Omalei, he said to him the famous word. He said, V'chi Rebbe loishana. Rebbe didn't say that. Rabchiya menayla. Rabchiya, how in the world does he know what Rebbe meant? The Mishnah clearly doesn't say that. The Mishnah just says, don't bring it. So I'm telling you, don't bring it down means to your house. There's a chassidish word. If you have a Rebbe, a tzaddik, if Rebbe did not teach, if Rebbe doesn't teach you, if you don't learn from your Rebbe, if you don't go to your Rebbe and learn from your Rebbe, then how in the world are you going to live? Your whole chayis comes from your Rebbe, from your tzaddik. And if you don't have a connection, how do you live? Anyway, so therefore, not a problem to Rabbi Yechonon. He will interpret the Mishnah as talking about that I'll take from the top of the wall and bring it into the house. Says he went further, let's finish right to the Mishnah. It says the Gemara, Itma, we learned, it's quick Gemara here. Shtei Chatzede is otherwise right in the middle. Shtei Chatzede, you have two courtyards, the Churbach is B'nai, you have two courtyards, and the house of ruins in between them. Actually, no, we'll stop over here. So we'll just go slowly tomorrow.